Sunrise with Shona
on Hot 102.7.
Good morning, beautiful people of God. You're listening to Sunrise with Shona on the mighty Hot 102.7. Today I'm going to be looking at a very familiar text, Luke chapter 5, the story about fishing. But before we do that, I want to share a story about a little bird. I'm paraphrasing a story that was told by Brian McLaren and putting my own emphasis on it. There was a little bird that was born in a particular tree. Throughout the spring, the parents fed that little bird, but they also used to sing a song to the bird to help it settle. The song was called Home. And the baby bird began to think that home meant that the tree was home, that that song would only be in that tree. It grew up still singing that song to itself, and when the time came to migrate, that little bird didn't want to leave. It needed to stay where that song was. It needed to stay where it felt good. The tree began to lose its leaves, winter started to come, and life was becoming unpleasant. It had one last chance to leave. The baby bird eventually did that because it was so unpleasant where it was. And as it did, it realized the song, home, was in its heart, not in that tree. Now I'm sharing the story because as we will see in the gospel reading, the disciples have to give up everything to follow Jesus. And some of us may be asked to do the same, maybe not everything, but my experience is that there are always a few things that we have to let go of, and we need to learn that home and comfort is where the heart is, and in fact, God is our home, and God is in us as we are in God, and so we can move anywhere into the unknown with God because we are at home with God. So when God calls us, we need to move. Let's read now from the Gospel, and to all the Anglicans, yes, I know I changed the readings around in the last 2 weeks, and I apologize if I cause confusion, but I'm moving into Luke chapter 5, verses 1 to 11. Jesus calls his first disciples. One day, as Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, the people were crowding around him and listening to the word of God. He saw at the water's edge two boats, left there by the fishermen, who were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and he asked him to put out a little from shore. Then he sat down and taught the people from that boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and let down the nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything, but because you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done so, they caught a large number of fish, so large in fact that their nets began to break. They signaled their partners in another boat to come and help, and together they filled both boats so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knee and said, "Go away from me, Lord, I am a sinful man." For he and all his companions were astonished at the catch of fish they had taken. And so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid, from now on you will fish for people." So they pulled up their boats on the shore, left everything, and followed him. Now you can understand why I told the story of the bird. I'm going to unpack this in a moment, but first on the Mighty Heart 102.7, How Great Thou Art.
Sunrise with Shona
on Heart 102.7.
How Great Thou Art on the Mighty Heart 102.7. Good morning. We're looking at Jesus calling his first disciples, and I want to go right back to the beginning and go through it almost verse for verse. So we're told that one day Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, people crowding around him, listening to him preach from the word of God, or listening to the word of God from him, in fact. So sometimes I think it helps us to see an image of something, to imagine it. Imagine we were in that crowd. Here was this preacher, and I'm assuming that all these people were listening to him because he spoke with such authority, and these large crowds are drawn to him. So one can imagine the heat, the noise, the dust perhaps from the side of the river, the smell of the water. And they're all listening to the word of God from this man called Jesus. He saw at the water's edge two large boats, and it's because he's been pushed by the crowd, left there by the fishermen who were washing their nets. Now, I wonder how many of you have fished or perhaps still fish. I grew up in a family of fishermen. So the worst part, always, my uncle had a deep sea boat. The worst part when you get back afterwards is that you're tired, exhausted, you've had a day in the sun. All you want to do is actually go and shower and get changed and rest. But we had to wash everything with fresh water. The engines, the boat, the rods, the reels. It was an absolute pain, but necessary. It's the same thing here. These fishermen know that they have to wash their nets, they have to prepare the boat. After a whole night of fishing, they must have been extremely tired, but they have to do it anyway because this is how they make their income. Then Jesus gets into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, asks him to push out a little from the shore. So the people can still hear him, but he sits down in the boat and he teaches the people from the boat. Now, I often wonder if Jesus and Simon knew each other well, because Simon does call him master. But how did Simon feel? He's exhausted from a night of fishing. He's just cleaning his nets. He's getting ready to go home and have a nap. And now he has to have Jesus on his boat. But he might have felt honor, because he does call Jesus master, and it was an honor-shame society. So the fact that this man, who was drawing these large crowds, chose his boat would probably have been something of honor for him. When Jesus is finished speaking, he says to Simon, "Put out into deep water, let down the nets for a catch." Simon, we know, says, "Listen, I've worked the whole night, master. I haven't caught anything. But because you say so, I will let down the nets." When we look at this verse, as someone who was with fishermen, I know that they get irritated if you tell them what to do. And I wonder how Simon felt about this. "I fished the whole night." Obviously, at night, the fish can't see the net. It's much easier to catch them. Now he wants us to go and let down nets just a little further out, not even in the greatest fishing spot, and the fish can see the nets. Simon must have been thinking, "We're not going to catch anything at all." But when they did, they caught such a large number of fish that the nets began to break. So even though Simon doesn't really agree, he's obedient to God and he does what he's told. And then he catches this huge number of fish that he needs another boat to come. Both boats are filled to overflowing that they begin to sink. This is a lesson to all of us, to listen to God even when it doesn't make sense. It didn't make sense to Simon. He did what he was told and look what happened. He caught a catch of a lifetime. But this is where I really get to see the faith of Simon, because when he sees this, he falls at Jesus' knees. He says, "I'm sinful, go away from me." All the companions are astonished at the catch of fish. James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners, are also astonished, and they suddenly recognize who Jesus is. And Jesus says to Simon, "Don't be afraid, from now on you will fish for people." They pull up their boats on the shore, they leave everything and follow him. Now, can you imagine if your whole life you've dreamt of this catch of a lifetime? I know the fishermen in my family all have dreams of what fish they want to catch, what size they want to catch. I don't go fishing anymore. I just don't like it. But they have this idea in their head. I can't imagine if they finally fulfilled this that they would leave everything and follow this preacher. But that is what they were called to do, and that's what these early disciples did. They had seen the miracle in front of them. They had the catch of the lifetime. They left family, friends, and the fish, and they went and followed Jesus into the unknown life of what it was going to be with Jesus for the next 3 years. So let's just pause and reflect on that for a moment. If we were in their shoes, would we have done the same? While we think about that, coming up next on the Mighty Heart 1027, a new commandment.
Sunrise with Shona
on Heart 1027.
A new commandment on the Mighty Heart 1027. Good morning. You're listening to Sunrise with Shona, and it's great to be with you. You've heard the story of Jesus calling his first disciples. It reminds us of the story of the little bird, too afraid to leave her nest, until she does and realizes that home is where the heart is. The song is in her own heart. And as I said, our home is with God. We are in God. God is in us. And as long as that is true, we are safe wherever we go. There is a collect that we would pray for this reading, and it goes as follows. Holy God, your glory astounds us. Take us as we are, claim us for your purposes, and make us what you would have us be. I just love it. God's glory does astound me each and every day when I look around and I think of the wonder of God's creation and what God has done in my life. God's glory astounds me. But this is the part I like. Take us as we are, claim us for your purpose, and make us what you would have us be. The whole message for me is about letting go and letting God use us wherever God wants and being confident to step out in God. I want to end today by looking at the Old Testament reading, because it's another reading about calling and responding to that call, and it comes from Isaiah chapter 6, verse 1. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord high and exalted, seated on a throne, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him were seraphim, each with 6 wings. With 2 wings they covered their faces, with 2 they covered their feet, and with 2 they were flying. And they were calling to one another, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory." At the sound of their voices, the doorposts and thresholds shook, and the temple was filled with smoke. "Woe to me," I cried, "I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips, and my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty." Then one of the seraphim flew to me with a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with tongs from the altar, touched my mouth and said, "See, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away and your sin is atoned for." Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Now, this is Isaiah obviously talking about the call upon his life, and he answers and says, here I am, send me. One of my absolute favorite songs is I, the Lord of Sea and Sky. And in fact, when I was instituted as a rector at St. Mark's, I asked for this song because it reminds us of why we're here and what we need to do. So I'm just going to share some of the lyrics with you. I, the Lord of Sea and Sky, I've heard my people cry, all who dwell in dark and sin, my hand will save. I who made the stars of night, I who made their darkness bright, who will bear my light to them? Whom shall I send? So this is God speaking, and it just reminds us of the glory of God's creation. But here is the answer. Here I am, Lord. Is it I, Lord? I've heard you calling in the night. I will go, Lord, if you lead me. I will hold your people in my heart. And it goes on to talk about how God is the God of snow and rain. He's borne his people's pain. He's wept for love of them, even though they turn away. He's going to break their hearts of stone, give them hearts for love alone, and he will speak his word to them. And again, whom shall I send? And again, the answer is that, you know, whom shall I send? Here I am, Lord. Is it I, Lord? I've heard you calling in the night. I will go, Lord, if you lead me. I will hold your people in my heart. And I think we perhaps should be praying that every day. If you're calling me, Lord, I've heard you calling in the night. I will go if you lead me. I will hold your people in my heart. And I love that part about holding your people in my heart, because that's exactly what we're called to do. So I think if we look at the gospel reading in Isaiah, it's summarized in this song. We are called. We need to answer that call. We need to go wherever God leads. We need to hold God's people in our hearts. It is a call on each and every one of us, especially to hold God's people in our hearts. There's so much happening in the world, so much uncertainty. So I think together we need to pray without ceasing. We need to care for all God's people and reach out with that hand of love and grace. We need to praise God and follow God, moving in the power of God's Holy Spirit. I hope that you have a great Sunday and a wonderful week. Thank you so much for listening. To wrap up this morning, let your living water flow over my soul and glorify thy name on the Mighty Hot 1027.
Sunrise with Shona
on Hot 1027.